Dean is off, but Sam Rubin is on News Nation in Hollywood. Good morning, Sam. I hear that the people who work on the NCS show, NCS Hawaii, are not in a good mood today, are they?
It is not a sense of aloha or ohana for the CBS show NCIS Hawaii, a successful three seasons. And, Bob, this is how, like, 1 plus 1 equals 27. Paramount, the parent company of CBS, is very much in play and is very likely to be sold in the next month or so. And so, consequently, all these CBS shows that are remarkably successful, Young Sheldon, So Help Me Todd, and now NCIS Hawaii, have found that even with good ratings, good reviews, they're being canceled. And consequently, after three seasons, NCIS Hawaii found out late Friday afternoon that their show is to be no more. Series star Vanessa Lachey says, "I am gutted. They felt blindsided." And you know, it's funny. Usually people sort of, you know, have these kind of gracious responses. But here, the cast is very unhappy and upset. And, you know, what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to deliver good stories. And most importantly, we're supposed to deliver good ratings. We did all that. And yet you're canceling us anyway. Annie Potts from Young Sheldon, that show's been successful for seven seasons, a big, big hit. We're number one on CBS. We're number one on Netflix. What else are we supposed to do? But the sort of corporate brinksmanship of all these shows, of the parent companies, has put these shows, despite their successful performance, in peril.
So because Paramount owns CBS and they're going through this corporate mess right now, other shows could be affected down the line, couldn't they?
Precisely. So, you know, if you love Survivor or other things, hang on to your hats. What basically, there are two alternatives, presumably, for Paramount. Paramount either could be acquired by a company called Skydance that the listeners may well not be familiar with, but a name you're probably familiar with is Larry Ellison, who is, I think, the 10th richest man in the world, and his son wants to buy it. If he buys it, then Paramount Global, which includes CBS and Paramount and a variety of other things, stays as one entity. That's option. That's door number one. Door number two is that a company called Apollo Capital buys it along with Sony. Sony effectively acquires Paramount. Paramount goes away, and all the other pieces of Paramount, CBS among them, are likely sold off. So if you're an employee working for Paramount Pictures this morning, you're probably a little bit nervous. And if you're working for CBS, you're doing what you can to trim the balance sheet and thus the cancellation of all those shows.
Yes, that would be a nervous time for those folks. As planned, Pat Sajak is, I think he's done with Wheel. Isn't he done taping the shows now?
Yeah, I think he has taped his final episodes. And funnily enough, I ran into Ryan Seacrest. There was a big promotional event at Disneyland last week. And he is already in the office practicing. And I said, gee, you know, but what he said, which I thought was very interesting, is, you know, I think if we watch Wheel or any of these game shows, 95% of the time it goes the way it always goes. But there's this, you know, sort of series of minutia rules that, you know, you or I or the casual viewer may or may not be aware of. Well, they're, you know, painfully aware of them, and you want to have them, and you want to know them before the show, you know, in case you're in that circumstance. So dutiful as Ryan is, he is taping and practicing already.
After the break, we're going to play a highlight from Colin Jost at the White House Correspondents' Dinner Saturday night. And it's a tough room to work in. My take on it was, if you're watching that at home or if you've seen any of the clips online, no doubt he did a good job. But watching live, the reaction sometimes was not the greatest, was it?
You know what, Bob? It's so interesting that you say that, because I heard the remarks on the radio or the audio broadcast, and I thought, wow, he's killing it. This is really going well. And then when I watched it later, it didn't play nearly as well in the TV version as it did in the audio only version. And in terms of, you know, comics talk about rhythm and, you know, X number of jokes, I thought President Biden actually had more jokes that hit in more rapid succession than Colin Jost did. Colin Jost seemed to pause a lot and wait for it to land.
Right.
But again, I think he wrapped it up with that, you know, sort of helpful, heartfelt story and effectively that endorsement. So I think all of that, you know, certainly played in the room. And I think he generally received good reviews. It makes me think of Michelle Wolf and other comics who sort of torched the place. It didn't get as good a reception.
Right. Well, and the president didn't have as long of a monologue time to fill. But we should note that Donald Trump did, on his Truth Social, post his review. And he said, Colin Jost bombed and Crooked Joe was an absolute disaster. Doesn't get much worse than this. To be expected.
Well, it's also fair to point out that in his 4 years in office, he refused to attend.
Right.
He wouldn't
That's
go.
That's true. Sam Rubin out in Hollywood for News Nation and us this morning. Thanks, Sam.
You bet, Bob. Thank you.
The Beatles have been defeated after almost five decades for the fastest accumulation of 12 chart-topping albums. In England, it took John, Paul, George, and Ringo 14 years to land 12 number one albums. They completed that feat in 1977. And that record lasted a long time. People thought it was unbeatable, but unsurprisingly, Taylor Swift has achieved that same incredible feat in just 11 years and 6 months with the Tortured Poets Department. Now, as for the White House Correspondents' Dinner and Colin Jost, he had many memorable lines. And I kind of like a couple of the jokes he did towards the end of his routine. Here is Colin Jost from Saturday Night.
I love, by the way, that Trump's two attacks on President Biden are that he's a senile old man and a criminal mastermind. I'm like, I think you got to pick one. Personally, I don't know any criminal masterminds who bike to get ice cream. Also, it's not like Trump himself is young and sharp. I'm not saying both candidates are old, but you know Jimmy Carter is out there thinking, I could maybe win this thing. He's only 99. And finally, I wanted to thank my family, and I wanted to thank my friends for being here tonight to support me. I want to thank my wife for enduring lots of jokes and for agreeing to individually meet everyone in this room right after the ceremony. That's really special, honey. Thank you. Don't be shy. Come right up. She hates privacy.
Scarlett Johansson was laughing. It should be noted. Colin Jost, Saturday Night at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, which was broadcast this year on CNN, and my favorite, of course, next to News Nation, C-SPAN.